to bring up what you want. Although you can talk about the topic on the table, too, which all night long has been thought crimes. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. The suggestion being, some people believe that someone thinking something, like let's say about having a sex with a child and then drawing that thought out on a piece of paper should be illegal. That should be a criminal act, and then that person should go to prison, because that's what's happening. That's the reality. There's a guy going to prison for 3 years now for having pictures, drawings of children interacting sexually with other children and also other adults on his computer. And he's not the first person to have been put in prison.
They put somebody in jail for Simpsons porn.
Right. Pictures of Bart and Lisa and, I believe, Maggie Simpson engaging in sexual activity has also been deemed to be obscene. And, again, these are not convictions for child porn, because there are not actually identifiable children involved.
It's not child porn.
They are convictions of what is called obscenity. And it's really disturbing. And what's most disturbing, yeah, the topic's disturbing. The idea of, you know, sex with children is disturbing. But what's more disturbing is the idea that people would support putting someone in prison for drawings. Because it opens up a very dangerous door. It opens up, you know, that Pandora's box of, well, if that thought is illegal, what other thoughts should be illegal?
How about every young kid and his little war drawings and things like that? I mean, my papers in school were covered in guns and, you know, these kind of things.
Well, I can think of things that I find pretty disturbing, like racism. How about, those KKK members? We shouldn't let them go and march in the streets, should we? I mean, they are offensive. They say offensive things and they do offensive things. So they shouldn't be allowed to say those things in public. I mean, it's the same idea. And most people can acknowledge that, well, yeah, racism's gross and the KKK is awful, but we do have to allow them to have their free speech because it's important to protect free speech. And that's ultimately what we're talking about here. Anyway, let's continue here with your calls. Dwayne was on the line with us at the end of the last hour and barely had a chance to give him a moment to speak. So go ahead, Dwayne.
Hello. Hello. How you doing this evening?
Welcome.
I think you're absolutely right. We're pushing the button too far on this situation with the children. Yeah, we're supposed to protect our children, and it sounds sick for somebody to want to have sex with children, but that's a problem in their mind. That's a problem in their mind. Here, you just had a caller that said she was a counselor, and she was going off because you're wanting to protect the rights of this individual. What is sending that person to jail for 3 years going to deter or stop?
You
but
know,
they'll let
nothing.
A rapist. Exactly.
You
but
know,
they'll
I,
let a
what,
rapist go out on the street after he's done raped the woman, go back in public where there are beautiful women with short dresses, tight clothes on, that are entice him to want to do it again, but it's okay. But you want to hang somebody.
Well, I'm not of the belief that a short skirt entices a man to rape a woman. I think that that man is going to rape somebody, period. But regardless, Mark, go ahead.
Let me make a point here, because that's what that lady said I thought was very interesting, was that if that the people that have pedophilic-type desires, if they look at drawings and pictures, become more likely to act on those ideas. And that was an interesting thought, because what it says is, well, if we have a group of people that's more likely to do something, we should incarcerate those people. And Dwayne, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess you're black. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, the sad truth is that for whatever reason in our society, black people are more likely to be to have committed a crime or at least caught for committing a crime than white people or Hispanic people. So I guess one could take her thought process and say, well, since black people are more likely to commit crimes, let's lock them all up.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It is. It's ludicrous. The reason I said about the enticement of the short skirt and the beautiful women, it's something, when a man creates a rape, it's something about that woman that got his attention. Her beauty, her looks, her curves, it's something that aggravated him. I was molested at 9 years old.
Yikes. Who did it, by the way?
It was a family member that done it.
Of course.
It was somebody that was close to me. But what they did was, what the people around me did was, we didn't focus on the person that did the crime. We focus on me so that I have a pleasant life. Now I have a beautiful wife. I have three wonderful children. I have four grandchildren.
You.
And I try to be an example for everybody. I've made mistakes in my life growing up. I've made big mistakes. I've been to jail before. I've never been locked up for a long period of time, but I've been to jail before. But to lock somebody up because of some pictures, we got to be serious about this. Now, to me, what that should have did was threw up a red flag and say, we need to keep an eye on this person.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
absolutely.
You know, if it's Thanksgiving dinner time, make sure he doesn't go in this, you know, the a room
with
somebody else's
kids. He doesn't get to see at the card table with the kids.
Right.
Thanks, Dwayne. Good thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. And I like how he said that, you know, when he was molested, that they focused on him and helping him. Because going and punishing the person who did that isn't going to help Dwayne. Right? Focusing on Dwayne is going to help Dwayne.
Some might make the argument that it will actually hurt the kid more because then you're spending more time focusing on this harmful act.
Well, I don't know if that means they were talking with him about, you know, reliving it. I think it just means, you know, making sure he had a happy life and focusing on making
right,
his life
right, they were
life
doing
better.
The opposite.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right, so let's go to Linda, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Ian, and hello, Mark. And
hi, Linda.
I just need you fellas to bear with me. I am a regular listener and caller.
All right, go ahead.
And I've never been angry with you two prior to this.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't always express myself well. And we had a caller named Miss Julie who helped me the last time I called. She called and explained to Mark what I was trying to say. But I know you two may have been victims, but you're not coming off as if you've ever endured sexual abuse. So a bit snarky, and I think that's why you're getting emails from people that are hateful. And I don't do computer stuff, honey. I'm old enough to
I don't get hate emails. I'm actually surprised
Twitter.
I don't get...
She's talking about the Twitter stuff.
Oh, yeah, there were some tweets.
Okay,
same thing
I got
email.
The wrong word. I know about email, but I don't even do that, so you
gotcha.
Got Twitter, but...
No, those people just didn't understand. I mean, what had happened there was they were people who were not listening to the show, and they took a question that was asked on Twitter, and they spun that into mean something that it didn't mean, and they reacted to it. In fact, Mark, you had talked to one of those guys on Twitter, and he's pretty much backed down at this point.
Yeah.
But what was
well,
upsetting to you?
I hope Miss Julie, which is another one of your listeners, will help if I screw this up.
Okay.
First of all, Mr. Doug broke my heart. He sounded like he had been victimized. Not
I didn't believe
father.
His numbers. He didn't sound... It sounded to me like he was a scammer.
I hope you're right.
Mark, what did you hear about the numbers in that case?
I went through, and I guess the perpetrator was supposed to be 39, a 39-year-old, and then he was supposed to be a 31-year-old. It does put them in the realm of possibility, meaning that the perpetrator was 39, so going back, he would have been 12 to 15, and this caller, if that was him, would have been 4 to 7. The only fact he gave us was his age, and he gave it to us over and over again, which
mm-hmm.
was the only thing that made me wonder about him, because he kept on saying his age.
Yeah.
And that it usually if somebody is telling the truth, they'll have facts involved. But I don't know, and I'm not going to claim to know whether he was telling the truth or not. All I know is we have a nationally syndicated radio program, and it's fun to prank people.
But, you know, another thing, you two really are what I consider old souls, and you know more about whether someone's gaming you. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Scamming, yeah.
Scamming. But the other
or crank call,
is,
as they call it. Go ahead. Sorry.
I think you're coming off a bit harsh. Dwayne was the last caller. Dwayne touched my heart so much. He truly did.
Well, I love Dwayne's call. I mean, Dwayne,
well,
you know,
Dwayne agreed with you.
Well, no, but
and
but
the
no,
point
but,
that Linda's
but,
making here, and I think she's making it well, is as if somebody calls in. I felt the guy might have been scamming us, Ian, but I felt like you, since he wasn't obviously a scammer, that you looked bad by saying, "Oh, I don't believe you." Click.
I said I might not believe him.
Yeah.
I said I don't know if I believe you.
I agree with
like
Linda
that.
On this one.
Linda, thanks. I haven't been yelling at people like Mark has. Thanks for the call, Linda. I appreciate it. 855-453.
That was filibustering.
That's the SACL CAI. You've been yelling at quite a few people tonight, actually. 1-855-450-3733. Have you been drinking caffeine tonight?
No caffeine for
all
today.
Right, more coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring us anything you want here. Toll free, 855-453. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, it's free.
BitInstant.com allows you to get your Bitcoins quickly, easily, and safely. And if you don't know what a Bitcoin is, you probably should. Bitcoins are, this is a prediction, This isn't a fact. It's a prediction. I believe the most important invention since the internet, and probably the most important invention of the decade. You need to find out, and you can find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org, and you can get your Bitcoins at bitinstant.com. They've got more than a million locations in more than 30 countries. They are the biggest Bitcoin distributor out there, and you can trust them. I've been to their offices, and I trust them.
Nice guys.
Yep, and you've got your Bitcoins through them, too, haven't you?
I'm planning on getting some more, actually. I'm just waiting on Dwala to clear me or something.
Bitinstant.com.
Anyway, let's go to... I'm trying the different ways to get things from Bitinstant. I've gone to CVS. I've gone to Walmart. I'm going to do Dwala here in a few days. And I've yet to do the bank deposit, which I hear is one of the easiest ways. So I just have... never want my Bitcoins during banking hours. That's the only problem. Let's continue here. Let's go to... by the way, you can call in about anything. But on the table here tonight, we've had thought crimes in the realm of people having drawings of children engaged in sex acts. But also Lincoln and slavery. Let's go first, though, to Joseph, who's been waiting patiently in Wisconsin. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first of all, I say I just love your show, guys. But
welcome, sir.
I'm gonna follow the theme for Wisconsin tonight and wave my degree around. I got a degree in classics with an emphasis on Greece, on ancient Greece.
Okay.
So I got to correct some of your facts here.
Okay.
In ancient Greece, the man-boy relationship. We don't really know what they were doing exactly, but we do know there were certain limitations and actual acts of sex were probably prohibited. So there's some cases of people getting in trouble for going too far with their boys.
Interesting.
And then also, more than likely, the 298 Spartans, because there were 298, not 300, were probably none of them engaged in that because some of the Spartans, Spartan poet actually wrote and was complaining about the Athenians and referring to them derogatorily as boy lovers.
Damn, Mark! I thought you got schooled.
I thought that the claim was is that maybe it was the Laconics. The Spartans were able to keep unit cohesion through filleting each other. Really, this is a claim.
Well,
that's
different from man boy, right? I mean, the Spartans, those were all men.
I did make that statement. I didn't say man boy in that particular instance.
Ah, okay.
Maybe I did.
I thought you said the Spartans were having sex with boys.
Maybe I did.
Like, which makes it like that was really, it sounded great when you said it, but now you're being rebutted here.
Okay, let's hear.
Well, yeah, I have yet to hear any argument about what the Spartans did with each other as far as male-male relationships. I've yet to hear that argument. I don't, we have very little actual extant text from Sparta, so there's not much evidence to go on one way or the other, but...
I wouldn't claim for a second that I was perusing extant texts from Sparta in my spare time. You know, when I get my history, I get it third hand. I'll admit that much.
So tell me more. You said that the man-boy relationships in ancient Greece were not what people make them out to be. That there were prohibitions or societal, general contingencies against, having sex with them. Does that mean they were just snuggling with them? I mean, what would they do?
Well, the difficulty is that we don't actually know exactly what they were doing. What it is it was usually a relationship between a mentor or educator and their pupil.
Right.
And so there was some implication that there was some kind of more, personal, intimate relationship going on than just that of a teacher and student. But what exactly that was and how far it went, nobody really knows because they don't actually come right out and say.
So it's not documented. So people weren't exactly writing down what they were doing with their boyfriends.
Right. But what we do know is there are some texts that are critical of certain Greeks and their behavior with their boys as having gone too far. So we know there are some things that they were... So we know that there were restrictions. We know that there were limitations. But again, those same texts didn't actually go and say, well, he was, making him blow him or,
It could have been, or they could have just found their relationship to be too hardcore, like they do here in the United States.
It's interesting, Joseph. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate you hanging on and telling us that. 855-450-FREE. Glenn,
I do like the history conversations, I must say.
Is listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up you guys said that Lincoln
you know, had the whole slavery thing going on, and then eventually it was abolished in the whole world. And I thought the same thing, but last night I was on BBC.com's website, and there's an article at the BBC that says there are 27 million people worldwide in slavery right now, over twice the number that there ever was back during those times.
I should have said the Western world, and you know what we call slavery today is kind of interesting. I mean, if somebody's poor enough, then they're essentially in a circumstance of slavery. And I would contend that everybody's a slave. As far as I'm concerned, the United States government treats that citizen is the new slave, and that means that the United States government claims from you a portion of your labor, just like a master would of a servant, and they claim your land as their own. You know, if a state government or a local government can take from you a certain amount of money to live on your land, that's the same as a quit rent that a lord had over a serf in you know, past times.
I totally agree with that. Now, I want to touch on something else, too, what you guys were talking about earlier with this guy that's going to prison. My opinion on that is that the majority of people that are in prison are in there for drugs or some type of medical condition or some type of mental illness, and I think this touches borderline on mental illness, and I think that if you really were going to try to do something for society and this guy, you'd put him in some kind of psychiatric counseling treatment program, and all the people that are in jail for drugs, they need to be put into some type of medical, you know, and counseling in the same way. We could eliminate 90% of the jails.
I think that generally I get where you're coming from, and I would see that as a step in the right direction, but barely. I think that the people that should get counseling are the ones who want to be counseled. So, for instance, with drug users, for instance, if you force a drug user into counseling, it's not that valuable. It's valuable, however, for the counseling company, and usually that's the reason why this happens. So there are some places where if you bring that objection up, you're right, by the way, the jails are filled with drug users and you know, drug dealers, for instance, but mostly drug users. So that much is true, and getting them out of jail would be a huge step in the right direction. However, forcing them into a treatment program only puts money into the pockets of the people running those treatment programs. It's basically a sweetheart deal between the court system and whoever's operating whatever, you know, the area, the regional treatment facility is. And it doesn't do anything to really help those people because they're not ready to get the help. When somebody who does have a drug addiction is ready, that's the time when it's, you know, time to go into a treatment center. So just let drug users be. Try offer them the, you know, the help if they need it as a friend. If you know that you have a friend or family member with a drug problem, let them know you care about them and that you're there to help if that's what they want. That's really all you can do for them. And I thank you, Glenn, for the call tonight. Forcing them into treatment, it's, you know, force has unintended consequences, and it usually doesn't work out the way you hope. It's Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want via our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you, including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so three different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. One of them will work for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, over 110 radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've also got our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where you will hear us all seven nights per week on two different XM channels. We've got our KU-band free-to-air channel and the listen lines, as well as the webcam. Listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears at listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn more.
Yeah, if you have an outdoor enthusiast in your life, or you are one of them, consider ManVentureOutpost.com. They are the place to get your camping, hunting, or shooting gear, survival gear, whatever kind of outdoor gear you want to get. I mean, there are some places around the United States, it's hunting season right now. If you need to get some hunting gear and you want to get the name brands and you want to get them at the lowest prices, check out ManVentureOutpost.com before you buy, because they've got the best prices on camping, hunting, shooting, skiing, snowshoeing, all this kind of gear that you want coming up in these seasons. Nope. You can get it at ManVentureOutpost.com. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got it all. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL.
Back to the phones and your thoughts. Jonica is on the line listening in Myrtle Beach, WRNN. Hey, Jonica.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to elaborate on, like, everything that's going on with the picture. I have a niece and nephew that 8 and 10, no kids of my own, but I, you know, I love them as if they were my own. And I would love more than anything to see disgusting pigs, you know, that hurt children like that go to jail. However, I do, in his defense, which I'm not really in his defense, but kind of agree with Dwayne that maybe in that situation, they should red flag it. And instead of using our taxpayers' money to pay for him to be in jail and court and everything, they need to actually use that money to go after the people who are actually doing the deeds now. Not saying that he wouldn't potentially, you know, in the future it happened, but it's, you keep an eye out. You know,
right. I mean, that's the only thing you can do. And of course, you're talking, just to bring our listeners up to speed who might be tuning in, you're talking about a man who's going to prison for 3 years for having drawings of children engaged in sex acts on his computer. So I agree with you that the sensible thing to do is to make people who are in his life aware of that, and then let people make decisions as to how to interact with him. At that
right.
point.
If his wife would have turned this information over to a reporter, and the reporter used names and situations and, you know, made things clear to me, well, I guess I don't have a problem with that.
I think I do, because there's no proof that it wasn't his wife that put the pictures there in the first place. I think that, you know, if somebody's just going to go out and
I
make
claims.
I hope
they use her name, too.
Right.
And I am suspect of this lady, because I bet she's going to get all the stuff in the divorce now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, considering this guy's going to prison for 3 years.
Yeah, so I think
So does it mean that if I draw a picture of me killing somebody, they're going to lock me up for conspiracy of murder? Or
that's how crazy this is, right? Like, that's not happening now, but it could. I mean, if you can lock somebody up for drawing a picture of a child having sex, then you could very well have somebody locked up for a picture of a murder.
I used to run a porn shop, okay, here in Myrtle Beach.
That must have been interesting.
You have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one of the reasons why I quit is we have those preview rooms, you know, the rooms where the guys go in the back and watch the movies.
Oh,
now,
no.
Most of those rooms are occupied by married, older gentlemen.
Sure.
Gentlemen, and they're like 40s, 50s, and up.
Who apparently don't know how to use a computer. I mean, I would think that would be the reason why you'd go out of business.
They don't want to get caught, because actually 95% of them rent gay movies. this is one of the reasons why I actually quit, because this disgusted me more than anything, and I couldn't think about it anymore. But sometimes those men that come in, married with children and grandchildren, that rent those movies or rent the twink movies.
The twink movies.
Always made me think, you know, if they're renting these kind of movies and they got grandchildren that age, you know. Like, that always really bothered me.
That's interesting. And so you were running the store? Did you own the store?
No. My friend, I had three friends, and they all went in together, and I ran it for them. I was their manager.
How many years?
I was there for a total of 2 years.
2 years.
Now, let me ask you this. There's this brand of porn out there. Heterosexual porn called Barely Legal, where you know, they'll take 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old young women, they'll put them in
schoolgirl outfit,
pigtails, and you know,
the
little plaid skirts, and you know, I think that that's probably relatively popular. If I were to be viewing that, would you consider me likely to commit pedophilia on any young relatives I might have?
I don't think that maybe it's a possibility that you might in your mind. But, I mean, like I was saying, I never, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that they actually acted on it, but just the thought of them, you know.
It disturbed you. I got you.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to get disturbed.
There's plenty of disturbing
human
things.
Human sexual proclivities is a disturbing area to look at.
That's why I said it's got to be fascinating to operate a store like that, because you learn probably more about people than you really wanted to know.
Ever want to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, sex led our most primal, you know. And
yep.
But and don't get me wrong, I do enjoy pornography, you know, as a female, I enjoy it, which, I mean, honestly, you kind of have to be in that kind of environment. But, I mean, there was just some very disturbing things that, you know, I just...
Thanks for sharing your story, Jonica. I do appreciate hearing from you. If you ever want to tell us any more stories from the story, feel free to call in. It's fascinating.
I want to.
855-450-FREE. Just to clarify something, Mark, just because you're watching the Barely Legal pornography doesn't mean you're going to molest a child, right?
Right. Well,
like, it could mean you're attracted to teenage people,
right,
instead
of
children.
Right, that's a phobiaphile as opposed to a pedophile. But she was making the point on these twink videos.
And twinks.
A twink is a...
skinny young male.
A skinny young male in parlance of... the homosexual community.
Right.
And my claim here
is, as opposed to a bear,
there is no difference between in that area between a gay man, older man, watching a twink video than a heterosexual older man watching a barely legal video.
I would agree.
I don't think there's any video. Now, if it bothers you,
I think it's funny though that married men are going in and watching twink videos.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Let's continue here and go to and it's like, wait a minute, you're going to the porn store because you don't want to get caught? What if someone sees you going in there? I mean, I guess you could always don a disguise or something like that, but it seems like you'd be more likely to get caught going to a porn store by, you know, a wife who's checking you out or whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway, let's continue here and go to, because you can go to your twink websites, just put the browser privacy mode on. That's why they made that thing, right?
I guess they don't know, and it's been some time.
Let's go to David, listening in Lincoln, California. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, it's Eureka, California.
Oh, Eureka. Okay, that sounds right to me because we have an affiliate there. KGOE. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, here in California, a couple of years ago, they passed a law that all the children in school have a day to honor a self-professed pedophile by the name of Harvey Milk. And this has no opt-outs. Whenever kids go to school, they have to take one day, usually in May, because that's his birthday, Harvey Milk. And he wrote a book about pedophilia or something. And, like, he is a self-professed pedophile. He no longer lives. But our legislature and the governor signed it for kids in school to have to honor this man. And it's like, where's this court? I wish this court would come here and lock up our governor and legislature.
Well, I'm obviously going to have to take your word for it here. I just pulled up the guy's name. I don't see anything in the article on Wikipedia about him being a pedophile.
He's the first openly gay man to be elected to public office in California.
Hang on, David. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you're a pedophile. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain. If we don't get you in here tonight, no worries. We do it every single night of the week. Mark, you're going to be here tomorrow night. Stephanie
21
is back.
Short hours away.
Stephanie is back.
That's correct.
Right? So Mark and Stephanie will be here to take your calls about anything tomorrow from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, as we do every single night. So if we don't get you in tonight, no big deal. Call at the top of the show tomorrow. We'll talk to you then about whatever you want to talk about. Of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you support freedom on every issue, every time, then you should check out the Free State Project. If you love the ideas of liberty and are willing to actually do something about it, go to freestateproject.org. Learn about the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire and get signed up. We just reached over 13,000 signers this week, which is huge news. In fact,
more than almost 11 or more than 1,100 movers, people in state?
Almost. It's at 1097. Mm-hmm. And there's usually people here who've moved, but they don't know how to update the counter. So we're probably past 1,000, but we can't say that officially.
You're past 1,000.
Or 1,100, rather. So go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. It's such an exciting movement. I'm so glad to be a part of it. There's so many great people involved in this. In fact, Roger Grant, who is one of the guys who worked on your house, Mark, and he's also a really talented videographer, is back in the videography game as far as covering the activism movement up here. He just posted a new video called Tour de Shire. It's the Grafton version. So he's kind of going around, I think, kind of videoing the community aspect of the activism movement up here. And he's got some really great footage of like the Apple Festival and some of the community activism that's going on, or community gatherings that were happening up in the Grafton area. You can see that video over at freekeen.com. I posted up there last night. And so it's you know, not just activism. It's also getting to know people. And, you know, these are going to be, if you're here for a lifetime, these are going to be your friends and neighbors for a long time. So there's a really great community and social aspect here too. Freestateproject.org. We've got David on the line. He's listening in Eureka. And David, when you called in, you know, it raised some red flags with me. And I just want to double check what you said here, because you called in to say that there's a politician in California named Harvey Milk. You alleged that he was a pedophile, and you're outraged that school children have.
He was a self-professed pedophile. He's no longer alive.
Where is the evidence for that? Because we went online.
There's a site called SaveCalifornia.com. There's a gentleman that's done a lot of research on it.
Called what?
SaveCalifornia.com.
Save, S-A-V-E?
Yep, California.
What are you saving California from?
Works to protect children, parents, taxpayers?
Okay, so why wouldn't it mention it anywhere? I mean,
No, they've taken a day in our school system to teach our children about things that schools have no business being involved in, sex, whatever. That's not what our kids
Hey, David, I don't think that the government should be involved in schools. So I think that if you want to send your child to a school that has sex education, that's your business. If you want to send your child to a school that does not, that should be your business. So let's get away from that issue for just a moment here. When you say he's an admitted pedophile, there's no evidence of that on... I'd just like to finish my statement here, and then you can bring back your thoughts. But on the Wikipedia page, it doesn't mention it. And then when you search his name on Google and pedophile, the only thing that really seems to come up is that he had a relationship with a 16-year-old. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. He wrote a book and said that he enjoyed trolling for little boys or something. Right. So to me, that's a pedophile.
Have you read that book?
No.
Okay.
There's no book.
Right. Yeah. We couldn't find any evidence that he wrote that book that you're talking about. Do you know what the book's title is?
I could be in error then.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to suggest here, is that you are in error. And what I'd like to throw out, and this may not be you, you just might be repeating misinformation. The red flag that went up is that you mentioned that he was gay and that he was a pedophile. And there's this huge misunderstanding, and I don't know where it comes from. It's probably the anti-gay community out there that suggests, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, getting some strange noise from your line, but that suggests that gay people are pedophiles. And it's outrageous. It's not true in any way, shape, or form. Just because somebody prefers someone of the same gender as far as their sexual preference is concerned does not mean that they're pedophiles. It's ridiculous. Gay people are not more likely to be pedophiles. It's just nonsense from
top to bottom. Playboy tends to focus on women who are between the ages of, 18 and 25.
There's 25 is the high, certainly a high end.
There's
for Playboy,
a reason why these magazines that make money on showing naked women show women who tend to be between the ages of 18 and 25. It's because those are the ages that men want to see. And so if that's the case, then one could make the case that if a gay man likes men who tend to be younger, then you can make the case that every man is a pedophile.
Yeah, so I'm just going to, I don't know much about this Save California site, but it, right on the its face, I'm guessing it's some sort of an anti-gay, pro-Christian family site where, whatever, I don't trust anything that they say. But if it's true, and it is true, this guy did have a relationship with a 16-year-old. He was 33 at the time.
I had an 18-year-old girlfriend when I was 33.
Right. There are people who will say that's pedophilia, and I'm sorry, it's not in any way, shape, or form. It's actually a completely legal relationship in a lot of states. Some states you have to be 18, but here in New Hampshire, that would be a completely legal thing to do. I think California might be the same way, with 16 being the age of consent there. And so if you're talking about a teenager who has gone through puberty, you are not talking about a child. And so, therefore, it's not pedophilia in any way, shape, or form. And so I just wanted to clarify that, David. You're back with us. Go ahead.
Okay. Whatever you say about all that, I just would like our legislature investigated and locked up for passing such an asinine, sickening law.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I'd like them locked up anyway. I'm with you on locking them up.
Well, I think they should be forgiven as long as they're willing to stop what they're doing.
I'm willing to let them out when they ask for forgiveness.
And when I say stop what they're doing, I mean aggressing against peaceful people. It's the legislators of the world that are at cause in a lot of ways for the continual aggression that goes on. People are being locked into prison cells who have never harmed another human being, and that is, in my opinion, criminal. Having a relationship with somebody who's 16, some people might find it weird, but whatever.
In many states, it's legal. And right. If it was legal in California, then it's legal. So if I could right now, if assuming I didn't have a wife that would have a problem with it, have a relationship with a 16-year-old here in New Hampshire.
And people can think whatever they want about that, but like you said, it is completely legal. And calling it pedophilia, not true.
Pedophilia is attraction to prepubescent children.
Correct.
And that's what that means. Now, one can be using it in sort of this acerbic kind of bombastic way to describe what they call ephebiophilia or whatever, which is a term that they came up to describe basically what is normal, which is to be attracted to post-pubescent individuals.
To Steve, listening in St. Louis,
what's wrong with you?
Wants to talk about child pornography. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
What?
You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I think the entire thing is ridiculous.
Which thing? The guy? Which part?
If it's a consensual relationship, then there's no problem.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, well, obviously, if it's...
Are you talking about the Harvey Milk case?
Well, if it's a prepubescent individual, then that's a problem.
Right. What should the age of consent be?
But otherwise, you know, I mean, pretty much the whole conversation is moot. You know, basically, if they're an adult, if they've gone through pubescence, then that's it.
So, at what age do you think that should there be an age of consent, or should it just be, you know, an arbitrary "is this person through puberty yet" sort of thing? And when does one finish puberty anyway?
It's different for every individual.
Well, exactly.
That happens at different ages.
That's I agree with that. That's why I think the age of consent is ridiculous. Because when does puberty actually end?
I think it has to be an age of consent.
Don't they say you stop growing at like 25?
Well, when does puberty start? I mean, now with hormones in the meat or whatever reason, the fact is that kids are entering puberty at younger ages. I mean, as early as 9, and as a matter of fact, as early as 7. But you know, the average
crazy.
Age is going down. So I'm certain that my 4.5-year-old son can't make educated decisions about having sex with an adult. So therefore, any sex with him would be aggression against him.
I think that's true.
But I don't know what age a kid can make those decisions and can't.
I don't know either. Thanks, Steve. I think each individual knows, though. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So ask them. See how they feel about it. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We will be back, or Mark will be back tomorrow night with Stephanie, and then I'll be back Monday, because we do this thing every single night of the week. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.